It's time for the Coaches Show as we visit with St. Lawrence University women's head hockey coach Chris Wells and your host Aaron Todd.
Welcome to another edition of the Coaches Show with St. Lawrence women's hockey coach Chris Wells. Wellsy, busy week. You played two games over the weekend and last night against Union. Came away with two wins, a tough, hard-fought 2-1 loss to Harvard. And then, you know, we've been talking for a while about the offense getting ready to break out, and it certainly did so against Dartmouth.
Yeah, we got some pucks to go on the net on Saturday, which was a nice sight to see. We had plenty of chances on Friday, played a great game, put five solid games together, which is good to see this time of year. Played well against Harvard, and Lindsey Reed did a great job in net, and then almost ran into the same thing last night down at Union with Bella McKee in the net. We threw just about everything we could at her, and she did a fantastic job. And then, you know, Gosling and Teslak were able to get pucks by her last night to get the win. But I think that certainly helped on Saturday, to answer your question there, and to get the five in at Dartmouth, give some kids some confidence.
Julia Gosling, missed the early part of the season with an injury, and she's been kind of making her way back. She made it, kind of a statement right the first few times she was on the ice. You could really tell she'd be an impact player, but certainly over the last few games we've seen that. She scored three goals against Dartmouth, scored the game winner last night, ECAC Rookie of the Week. You know, what are you seeing from her as she's, you know, obviously been back for a little while now, but she's really seems to be stepping up?
Yeah, she's just getting her confidence and just feeling a lot more comfortable in the situation that she's in. She hit the ground running coming from the national program and was playing at a great level, during practices. And then, unfortunately, she broke her leg and, you know, she's out for 6 to 8 weeks. And then, so she's got to get herself back into playing condition. And then we were close to getting her back to playing condition. And then we have the month off at Christmas. So, I think like a lot of our kids, they're just hitting their stride right now after the break at Christmas. And we played a number of games, but she's certainly one of them. And then, you know, to be able to put the puck in the net certainly gives everybody confidence. And I think she has that right now.
Special teams are really starting to click. You've had power play goals in each of the last three games, 3 for 9 the last three games. And PK's got a run of 26 straight kills. What's going well with the special teams?
Yeah, it's been a big part of our game. And, you know, when we're not scoring a lot of goals and, we can't really afford to give up a lot. So we don't take a lot of penalties annually, and this is another year for that too. And Mare does our penalty kill, and she does a great job breaking down the other team's power plays and, you know, just some sets that we have that work against just about anybody, that we can use against anybody, and they're working now. And, you know, the goaltenders are a big part of that, and they've made some nice saves. But, you know, to go into the game confident with your special teams is a good way to be going in this time of year. The power plays over the last five games, you know, even at Brown, six games, we were 2 for 5 down there, scored right at the end of a power play. So I think that gave them confidence. But they're clicking. They have chemistry. They're working on it. We've had two power plays in the last two games where the puck hasn't left the zone for 2 minutes. So we don't score, but certainly we get some momentum off of that. And then, a huge goal last night by Teslak. To make it 2-0 on the power play. And I think, our team feels energized when we get a power play. We got two groups who are doing a great job, whether it's on the rush or in zone. And, the PK, like you said, is on a nice stretch.
Very big weekend coming up. You moved up with last night's game at Union. You moved up into 7th place in the conference standings. Colgate's 1 point ahead of you in 6th, and you're going to face the Raiders on Friday. And then, of course, you're playing Cornell, ranked 4th in the country, and certainly one of the elite teams in the country right now. What do you see coming up this weekend?
Yeah, a lot of what we've been doing here the last couple weekends is playoff hockey started a little early. The ECAC is kind of like the 10,000-meter race in track and field. You know, everybody kind of jogs around for 23 laps, and then they sprint the last two, and that's kind of where we're at right now, trying to do our best Mo Farah impression the rest of the way in. But, you know, I think just playing these teams at this time of year, you got to be sharp, and this is the way you want to be. You want to be sharp, and the playing last night, I think that's what our team needs. We need to play some games. You know, we've had a lot of practice, we've had breaks, we've had kind of a quirky schedule there in September and October where we had different breaks, and now we're in a stretch where we're playing a lot of games in a row, and I think that's what the young team needs, just to get some game experience and to be able to play Tuesday and get right back on the bus tomorrow night after practice and go down and, one of the toughest road trips of in our league. It's going to be fun. Two great places to play, and we had two great games with both them up here in November.
Well, thanks, Wellesley. That'll do it for us. Once again, you can always watch St. Lawrence Hockey on ESPN Plus here in the United States. And if you are abroad, you can watch it on Stretch Internet. Friday, Colgate at 6 p.m. and Saturday at Cornell at 3 p.m. Thanks again, Wellesley.
Thanks, AT.
This has been the Coach's Show on your home for Skating Saints Hockey 95.3 The Wolf.